We have just under a month left in this decade, so we've been asking artists about their favorite art of the past 10 years. Here are Jeremiah Freights and Wesley Schultz of the Lumineers talking about their favorite albums of the past decade, and you're going to hear Jeremiah Freights talk first.
There's this amazing second album by Bleachers, Gone Now.
Yeah, Jack Antonoff. Yeah, he's amazing.
There's just a bunch of songs in this whole album that is very different, and I thought it was really cool to see him, you know, go from that really big band Fun and then to break away and to see, oh, wow.
Woke up, I'm in the in-between, honey. 1 foot out, and I know the weight is coming.
And he writes for, like, Taylor Swift and a bunch of other, you know, A-list top 40 people. And then this album is equally catchy, but in a much, I would say, much more nourishing and long-term. Like, I could live with this album for years to come.
Because I lied to you, I lied to you, I lied to your face in the summer, your face in the summer. You had long hair then. I'm singing now.
He's not trying to reinvent the wheel, but somehow he is almost reinventing the wheel with these really subtle production moves. So really fascinating album. Throw some headphones on, take a walk and listen to.
I would say one of my favorite albums is called Essential Tremors. We toured with this band, J. Roddy Walston and the Business. That's been on repeat for me for years now. And he describes his music as if Randy Newman and Led Zeppelin had a baby. I really like that collision of influences, but it's the type of music that you listen to where you think to yourself, how is this guy not a household name right now? And these songs are incredible. And that album, it's you put it on at a party and people always quickly ask, what is this? It just grabs you, and then you put it on repeat for a long time.
That was Wesley Schultz and Jeremiah Freights from the Lumineers talking about their favorite albums of the decade.